And welcome in to the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm great. Michelle, good morning. What's going on?
On the struggle bus a little bit this morning, guys, but doing good.
There we go. We've made it in here. Today, we got a lot to get to today here on the program. We're going to get into the hiring of Rand Carthon by the Tennessee Titans here in just a few minutes. Take your thoughts on that throughout the show today. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The Titans have found their general manager, so we'll have a lot to get to on that front today. Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com will join us later in the show coming up at 8 o'clock as well. So looking forward to his insight and his commentary on the Titans' new general manager as well. Joe, the Preds get a 2-1 win last night against Columbus. So that is back-to-back nights of 2-1 victories for the Nashville Predators at home. So back-to-back wins at home to start this week off. They'll take on St. Louis on Thursday, back at home at Bridgestone on Saturday against L.A. You know, I didn't think that they were especially good last night against Columbus. I thought Kevin Lankinen was especially good last night against Columbus. But at the end of the day, you do get the win. Lankinen has just been, I think, so far beyond what I thought he would be this year for the Predators, which is a really good thing to have in your corner as you go down the stretch here. Great performance by him last night. Nice goal from Cody Glass last night to give me the lead, and Preds picked a click, and Preds get another win.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. You picked Cody Glass, didn't you?
Sure did.
I totally forgot that. And now it's such a downer to start the day.
How come I've picked him like twice and Tommy Novak, and then the one time Robbie picks him?
He's having a
gotta have a feel to it, right?
Magical fall. Which, by the way, since you brought it up, which of you did better in Pigskin Pick'em this week? Do you know?
I think Michelle did by one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember keeping track of it, and I think we might have both gone 4-2, but I got my lock or something like that.
Wow. Okay. Good.
Not 100% sure, though.
Well, I guess I kind of hope you beat Robbie because he's winning at everything. Sick of it. Sorry.
I'm winning at everything.
Well, yeah. By the way, another thing, since we're just on these random topics, I guess we congratulate Brennan for winning the fantasy football
league. Yeah, way to go, Brennan.
I didn't want to.
Good job.
But,
nice job, Brennan.
Brennan Rexler wins.
Great job, Brennan. I'm sure you're listening right now.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is he does have a lot of 6 a.m. lifts, but today is not one of those days for football. But, of course, then he still wouldn't be listening. I mean, I guess he could have his AirPods on, lifting and listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what's in his AirPods.
Dad's radio show. Ugh. Yeah, probably not. But anyway, really, it's more about the disappointment in everybody else in the league for letting Brennan win the league.
Yeah,
so let's do better next year.
Let's try to do a better job. Cody Glass scores last night. Yakov Trenin scores last night. And the Predators get the 2-1 win. Like I said, they'll be back at it coming up tomorrow. Quick road trip up to St. Louis, back at home on Saturday as they take on the L.A. Kings. So, important games coming up, especially these next two teams that, in St. Louis's case, are right there with you in the standings. And you may look around at the wild card, and L.A.'s not there, but they are just above the wild card spot right now in the Pacific Division. So, a couple of big games coming up for the Nashville Predators. Joe, the news of the day, the Titans have made their hire at general manager. Rand Carthon from the San Francisco 49ers has been named the general manager. He was the 49ers director of player personnel and is now the new general manager of the Tennessee Titans. It was interesting because, you know, the Titans wrapped up their interviews yesterday for GM, and a lot of the thinking out there was, well, you were going to move to a second round of interviews and maybe like Vrabel sitting in there asking all sorts of questions to all these candidates. And then all of a sudden yesterday afternoon, Diana Russini reporting along with Jeff Darlington that the Titans had found their guy and that Rand Carthon was going to be the hire. What do you make of the Titans hire general manager that we saw yesterday, Rand Carthon from the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, well, I think it's the first instinct I had was, wow, okay. I mean, I like the idea. I like the idea of getting someone who had something to do with the 49ers roster, which I think is the best roster in the NFL. Now, they may have made some mistakes at the top of the draft, like everybody does, and like Trey Lance, they devoted, you know, their future to Trey Lance, and I think we may talk about him some today, too.
I think
kind of an interesting situation there. But, you know, one thing that was, I mean, you know, scrambling yesterday, I tried to talk to as many people as possible. One thing that was pointed out to me, and I wrote about this too, but, you know, the back end of a draft is where, that's where, like, the GM is, of course, and John Lynch is a GM in San Francisco, and he's done a great job. The back end of the draft is where he leans on his people. And a point made to me, you know, Adam Peters and Rand Carthen, very coveted right now, largely look at the back end of their drafts, not just the back end of their drafts, but also the undrafted free agents and the success they've had there, which it's interesting, too, because we know a fair amount of success with the Titans here over the years with their staff. But you're talking about, you know, I mean, how about George Kittle, for example?
Yeah.
How about Brock Purdy, the last pick of the last draft? But also, there's a, I mean, they have a bunch of defensive starters right now who are fifth round or lower, and that's really, we never get a scorecard on this guy like this guy, and he picked him, and you're 77% on your players you fought for, anything like that. But, I mean, look at their roster, that aspect specifically. That's why people around the league look at that and say, okay, so he's got good people. He, being John Lynch, has good people, you know, running the player personnel and all that stuff. So, look, I mean, it's I think it's a good hire on paper. He's 41, and it's really interesting too. You know, this is a Parcells tree kind of thing, which of course the Parcells tree is the Belichick is a branch of the Parcells tree.
Yep.
And Maurice Carthen, his last 2 years in coaching were with Mike Vrabel as a player. His last 2 years of playing, while Rand Carthen was starting his career in personnel in the NFL. So that's an interesting dynamic. I look forward to, you know, when the Titans announcing this officially, because it's not official yet from the Titans, and that press conference. I imagine there's a long-standing relationship here with Vrabel and Rand Carthen.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably the case as well. And you start to look at the resume for Carthen. I mean, you know, obviously played in the league. I saw a nice video. I think Sam Phelan put it out yesterday of his first touchdown. Yeah. Nice handoff from Peyton Manning when he played for the Colts there. So finished the job off on that play. But was a pro scout with the Falcons, spent some time with the Rams. And then the last five seasons, basically, he's been with the 49ers. And actually, longer than that, he was director of pro personnel for five seasons. Right. And then he was elevated to director of player personnel a couple of years ago. So obviously, you think back to the past 7 years for the 49ers, and especially recently, lots of good success. They've been to a Super Bowl. They've been to another NFC title game. And who knows what they could do this year. They're one game away from at least being back to an NFC title game again this year as well. So on paper, really impressive. And like you said, he's 41 years old, younger guy in the league. This is a really interesting hire to me. And, you know, I do think there's something to be said for, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm an expert on Rand Carthen and his career. But there's something to be said for hiring people away from organizations that I think it's pretty clear are doing things correctly in San Francisco. I'm really interested to see the job that he does here and what this means. I mean, the resume that we just talked about, it's pretty impressive at this early in his career.
Yeah, and it doesn't always work, obviously. I mean, there's been mixed success, more success in personnel with the New England with the Death Star than in coaching.
Yeah.
Because, for example, John Robinson, I mean, it still counts as a successful GM in this league. Jason Light, of course, in Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, Scott Pioli, I mean, but there's also hires out of there that have not worked out. But you look at this, you know, Brad Holmes is part of this kind of family of personnel, which kind of goes back to Thomas Dimitroff in Atlanta, which is where Rand Carthen got his start back in 2008, which is right when they were starting to build. That's another interesting thing that I kind of figured out as I'm trying to, you know, look at everything with him last night. I mean, three organizations, you know, Thomas Dimitroff, he's a pro scout, which is what happens a lot, excuse me, with former players. A lot of times they go to the pro personnel side, not the, like, area scout side.
Yeah.
So he does – that's one – I think the one thing on his resume that's not, you know – too fleshed out is like college scouting. Really, it's just the last 2 years he's been more on the pro side. But that those Atlanta teams, 2008 to 11, you're Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, you start to build a Super Bowl team. Then he goes to St. Louis. Now, when he goes there, that's Jeff Fisher coaching. So they hadn't yet brought in McVay, but you're building the team. That's two Super Bowls that are built with that roster. And now, of course, as you said, the San Francisco, as we know, I mean, it's just a tremendous job. And he's been there the whole time with John Lynch. Brad Holmes with the Lions. You go to the Lions. I worry about where things may go for you. So far, though, seems pretty good with the Lions.
Does.
I mean, he's done some good things with the Lions. And he's from this tree also. And of course, you know, Les Snead and the Rams. I mean, it's a pretty, it's like you have the offensive guys, you have Shanahan, McVay, and all that stuff, and and I think this makes it more likely. By the way, the Titans are probably going to stick with that same offense. Doesn't guarantee it, but I would think so. I mean, you know, Vrabel has to hire an OC, but and then you have the personnel cluster from this group, and right now, like for the most part, it's been pretty good for people who've come out of that.
Yeah, no question about it. We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on the hiring of Rand Carthon as the new general manager of the Tennessee Titans. What do you make of the hire? Where do the Titans go from here? 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll open up our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. More on that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. We are live from the 1025 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Discussing the hiring of Rand Carthon as GM of the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts all show long, 615-737-1025. By the way, shout out to Megan on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Says also, Vrayran has a nice ring to it, much better than Vrabingham or Vrouden. Very important. This is from Megan on the text line. Well done.
I mean, I could have been
Vray. You got the wheels turning in my head now, Megan. Like,
that's outstanding.
It's pretty good.
Could have been Vray Rye, I guess it was Ryan Cowden. But yeah, Vrayran is absolutely, Megan. Is
or Vraython.
I think Vrayran, right? I mean, I think Vray Rob. And I think Vrayran. I think that's the way to go, Megan. Thank you. This will be used from now on. We won't credit you every time we say it, but we know in your heart that we give you credit.
Yes, every single time. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our buddy Mark from Nashville. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Robbie. I'm sorry I called you Ronnie yesterday, but
didn't even notice. It's all good.
Mistake. Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Joe?
Good.
I think it was a good hire they made yesterday, a minority. And I think he's going to bring some good talent to the Titans. I know they're not going to be going through a rebuild or anything, but I think the connection with the 49ers and all the years experience he's had, that was a good hire for them yesterday. But, Joe, I wanted to ask you, you should be proud of your Detroit Lions. I know Robbie's not too high on golf, but I think golf's finally arrived. And that's a good team they got up there. Got Ben Johnson coming back at the OC, Jameson Williams. I mean, I think that's going to be a good team, and they'll probably win the NFC North next year. I'm picking that.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark.
Hey, look.
All right, see y'all later. Huh?
Thanks, Mark. Huh? No. I was just going to say. I mean, I do agree that they've done good things.
They do.
I will say that. Yeah. Did I say something nice about the Lions?
You did. Way to go.
Now, Mark, don't put too much money on me tonight. This might be one of those weeks where they auto win for Jared. Just be ready.
Well, hey, Joe, we're going to give you some good luck today, because when we get to work, we got a picture of Steelman that we're going to plaster on the dartboard, and we'll be throwing darts at that picture while you debating with him today. So we're going to be tuning in with you, Joe.
All right.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. Hey, see y'all later.
All righty. Mark from Nashville. Always brings it.
I really
morning.
Just love that he bets on Jared versus Joe.
Yeah, it should be its own like FanDuel section. You know,
yes,
same game parlays on our arguments.
Josh from Cookeville on the text line says, "I'm so happy the Titans have hired outside the franchise. To get some fresh eyes in here is huge, and he comes from success. I hope this is a step in the right direction for the Titans." This is from Josh from Cookeville, and I would say that is a sentiment that I heard a lot yesterday. I'm glad the Titans have hired outside the organization. like we talked about last segment. He comes from a place where they've done a whole lot of winning. And not only have they done a whole lot of winning, Joe, but they've done a whole lot of winning with not what I don't think anybody would refer to as a superstar quarterback, which we've talked about with the San Francisco 49ers organization. So I think the general consensus that I've seen from Titans fans is, yes, they're excited about the hire and they're excited about Rand Carthon and interested to see what he can do. I think what I've seen that excites them more than anything is that they did go outside of the organization and bring in someone from a winning organization.
Yeah, look, there were some people, well, people who work here who were certain that, I didn't hear this. Jared called it a sham, like it was always going to be Ryan Cowden. I didn't hear it. I get these things secondhand, so yes. I can't confirm. But he was adamant in talking to him, even like last week, like, nah, it's Cowden. And I know yesterday talking to Caroline, she was like, nah, she was pretty confident it was going to be Cowden. And Kelly, still maybe Kelly. You know, that's the next question.
Yeah.
OC, is, you know, are they going to go outside? Or are they going to promote him? But I think even if they promote him, at least I do think that Titans fans, had it been on both fronts, status quo, there would have been people upset. Now, had they been upset, what I would have said to them is, how many people were mad when Shane Bowen was named DC? A lot of people, right? I mean, I think Cowden actually had a good case for the job. I think Cowden is going to be a GM somewhere. I'm actually surprised he isn't. He didn't get one earlier. But, yes, going outside, I think when you lose seven straight games and when you've had more than one or two mistakes in the personnel department in the last few years, you know, I think it's something that energizes a fan base, and I sense that today.
Yeah, I sense that too. And – you know, how much different would the reaction have been had they hired Ryan Cowden? I don't know, but I think it significantly different. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, he was the number two behind John Robinson. And like you said, I mean, one day he very well could be a general manager in the NFL, maybe sooner rather than later. We'll see what happens on that front. But I just felt like if that was the direction the Titans went, that a lot of Titans fans would look around and say, okay, so you fired John Robinson in the middle of the season and now have decided to pretty much go with the number two in charge of John Robinson's tenure there in the front office with Ryan Cowden. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Now, we talked about it yesterday. You know, maybe Ryan Cowden has a different way of doing things and a different approach and all these different things. I just always thought that was going to be a little bit of a tough sell to this fan base.
It would have been. But again, I mean, this goes back to the firing John Robinson argument, so – they had two drafts that were artificially impacted, and they were the two bad drafts that they had in his entire tenure. But
yep.
AJ Brown also happened too. So
there was that.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously now you move to the question, of course, the question of Vrabel and Rand Carthon, and how's that gonna work? Are they gonna give us an absolute detailed description of that? Probably not, but you know the question will be asked, and just what Rand Carthon, again, like we've talked about this, but there are these coaches in the league who have reported final say.
Yeah,
the GMs are still very important, and the whole scouting staff. How much of this scouting staff is Rand Carthon keeping? That happens. I mean, John Robinson kept some people certainly from the previous GM and. There's that, but then also what does Rand Carthon think about a lot of things? Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, the offense, Jeffrey Simmons, et cetera, a whole bunch to dig in on. And then we have Trey Lance who
– yeah, he's crossing fingers on Twitter with his emojis. I don't know.
Okay. Let me get into that. So Caroline Fenton, did you see her tweet about this?
I saw it.
I don't think she's right, is she?
I have no idea. I'd like –
I don't know if
reading people's intentions of emojis on the Instagram app. I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what he actually means, but the finger, but the good luck is two fingers, right? Isn't that like good luck to you?
I guess.
The fingers crossed.
That's peace.
But fingers crossed isn't good luck.
It's like crossing my fingers for you, like.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of Titans fans are taking it as, ooh, crossing my fingers that Maybe I'm coming with you to the Tennessee Titans.
Well, or that you're hoping for something. That's what crossing fingers to me means. Yeah, like holding on. I'm hoping for this. Yeah. Hoping for something. Now, what is it? Maybe he's just hoping for Rand Carthen's success. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it means good luck. I've never heard that before. Right?
I have no idea.
We need to.
I'm not sure.
We need to build
a
consensus on
like
this.
George Kittle tweeted, like, Titans, you got a good one. Like, yeah. I think they all are just.
No, that's all. That's what you'd expect. The fingers crossed means I'm hoping for something.
Yeah.
Hoping for the best for you.
It could be. It could be. I don't know. But I mean.
Or it could be like he's just sitting back and it's like, man, Brock Purdy's pretty good. Man,
I'm not.
What if they get Tom Brady coming in here? What do I do?
Well, I mean, seriously,
I don't know how
he's watching Brock Purdy play better than he's played.
Oh, yeah, like how could you? If you're him, I don't know how you can feel comfortable about your starting quarterback job right now.
So, if you're Rand Carthen, how? What do you feel about Trey Lance?
Maybe he's already here.
You kind of bring him along with you. Can you do that?
Well, in all seriousness, I mean, I one of the things that I'm interested to know is. How does Carthen view this team and the direction that it's going, and not only the direction that it's going, but what is his approach to get it back to being a Super Bowl contender? Is it, okay, it's Tannehill, then Henry, and we're running it back with those guys? Or is it, all right, this is going to require maybe a longer-term approach as it relates to the job that he's going to do? I mean, obviously, I'm sure those conversations have been had in the interview process with the Titans. And whatever answer he gave apparently was satisfactory, so that's good. But I would be interested to know, you know, what were the questions that he had? What is his view of this team and what it's going to take to get them back to being not only a contender for the playoffs, but a contender for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to – I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, when's he talking?
Yeah.
Did he talk today? Probably not, right?
Probably not.
Probably tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a total guess.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I think you're probably right.
Total guess.
I asked the Titans. No one has answered me.
Well, maybe we'll be today. We'll see what happens on that front. 615-737-1025. We'll take more of your thoughts on the hiring of Rand Carthen as general manager of the Tennessee Titans. What does this hire signal to us about what the Titans want to be? We'll get into that coming up next as well. But first, Joe Rexroad has a word from our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yes, I do, because, of course, folks, it is, although it's GM hiring season around here, it is a divisional round coming up this weekend, which means you have to remind yourself again that the Jags are in the playoffs, by the way. But what you can also do is get on FanDuel Sportsbook. I would highly recommend it because new customers can bet the divisional round with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place just a $5 bet, and all you have to do is sign up with promo code Joe102. This is America's number one sports book, and of course it has all your favorites, your traditionals, money line, point spreads, player props, but you can also do a same game parlay for a chance at a bigger payout. How about those Jags? Jags, Chiefs. Look, I like the Chiefs for sure. I think I like Patrick Mahomes over on the passing yards, but actually I'm going to go over in this game in general. I think we're going to have a fun one. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to make some plays in this game. Do this on an app that's safe, secure, easy to use. Again, $5 bet, $150 free bets, promo code Joe102. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner in the NFL. And you must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. First online reminder wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable free bets. They expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Per Diana Russini, breaking news, the Tennessee Titans are hiring San Francisco 49ers director of pro personnel Rand Carthen as their new general manager, according to Diana Russini and Jeff Darlington. So Rand Carthen, the old running back from Florida, who's the 49ers director of pro personnel, is going to be the next general manager of the Titans.
Perfect.
Your thoughts on that? I mean, I have
perfect.
Why is it perfect, Trev?
Yeah, no, I don't know Carthen. I don't know him personally. What I know is the team they've built in San Francisco. The team they built in San Francisco is is physically punishing. It's got speed. It's got skill. But it's physically punishing on both sides of the ball. Dominant running game, dominant defensive lines. That's exactly what Tennessee wants to be. And there was an interesting stat that came up in the playoff game. They flashed it up on the screen that opposing teams in the week after they played the 49ers this year coming into that game were 0-15. Play the 49ers, all of them lost the next week because they just got beaten up. That's who Vrabel wants his team to be. When the Titans have been at their best, that's who they are.
That was Trevor Maddich yesterday on Stillman Company. Stillman Company reacting to the hiring of Rand Carthon as Titans general manager. Taking your thoughts as well, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. By the way, Joe in Nashville, very complimentary of Joe Rexroad's piece on Rand Carthon at theathletic.com. Thank you, Joe in Nashville. Appreciate it.
So, Joe, is that your burner?
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, why wouldn't you change the name, you know? It's like, duh. Can't you call yourself Jim? Where are you seeing this? On the text line?
On Twitter.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Joe in Nashville. Air quotes. You're amazing. Speaking of amazing.
Yeah, that dad pun was great in there.
Yeah. I only had three or four. Chris on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. All right, look, I owe a public apology to Caroline Fenton, who hopefully is not listening at all to this entire hour, because he said emoji options when you type good luck, and it shows. So, first of all, it shows the winking face. That doesn't really say good luck either, does it? But apparently the cross finger means good luck. I've never, like, why? Good luck, what? Cross my fingers.
Yeah, but that's just, I mean, who actually texts in good luck and then picks an emoji based on that?
You know, I don't know. Apparently Trey Lance.
I mean, but at least, like, this does tell me that I guess that's what he meant. It's just good luck.
I guess.
I saw it, I absolutely was like, ooh, what's he saying
Trey
here?
Trey Lance.
Please take me, Ran.
All these 49ers getting on Instagram causing some trouble. Debo Samuel, Instagram.
That's right. Oh, that's
torpedoing
right.
AJ Brown with the Titans.
Niners on Instagram have a lot to do with the Titans in the last few months.
Yes, they do.
Interesting. I mean, I'm sure George Kittle is like, yeah. You know, had like he and Forsberg, you know, lifting weights.
Yeah, I'm sure
too.
He has.
Yeah. So, I don't know where we go from there. But anyway, thanks, Chris. Good, as he said, truly hard-hitting investigative reporting. That's interesting.
Really good stuff. So, as Maddich pointed out in the clip that we played when he was on Stillman and Company yesterday, you know, just his initial reaction of the way that the Titans want to play football. I mean, we've talked about it. They run a very similar offense that San Francisco runs. Now, they run it differently because of the personnel that they have, but it's the same offensive scheme, basically, that they're running. And you go get somebody from a winning organization that we've talked about, just throwing this question out to you. What does this hire signal to you about what the Titans want to be, the direction they want to go, maybe the direction that they're headed right now after Rand Carthon is hired as general manager?
Well, I think Maddich hit it pretty well there. You know, look. This is what happens in this league. You know, you have success, and people are gonna wanna have people who have been tied to that. And it's again in both instances, in personnel and in offense. You know, this kind of core of people. I mean, again, go back to Atlanta. You know, in the good old days of the 2000s, the late 2000s. Go back to Atlanta. And all the things that kind of came from that, including, you know, of course, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. And of course, you can go back to Sean McVay being in Washington. But then all the people who are spreading all over the league, right, who are the offensive whiz kids and that. But now, as I mentioned, I mean, Brad Holmes, so far, very impressive work with the Lions. And he is from this group. So, and there's going to be more. Peters from San Fran, I think he's going to get a job too. So, you have two – I think you have two people potentially – two and three under Lynch, John Lynch with the Niners, who are going to, you know, get jobs. I mean, sorry, moving my hands too much when I talk today, but it's, I like it's totally makes sense. I'm again very interested also in the Vrabel Rand Carthon history of relationship and how much that may have been part of this and the interview process and just the I mean look it's whatever the final say is, it still is collaboration, and it's two people who have to work together. I thought Vrabel and Robinson had a really good thing for a lot of years. I mean, I thought instantly, you know, you had a – that's who Robinson wanted. Or people who are just so glad John Robinson got fired. Remember, he left you Vrabel. Of course, some people want Vrabel fired too. So,
well, there's hey, that too.
As Ricky pointed out on Twitter, a lot of people were excited about the loss of the Jags. So – people have different feelings on different things, but you know, this is I think that this is a really interesting dynamic, and you got to have the right personality, I think, to probably on a daily basis, you know, work with Vrabel and also probably at times like be willing to like go back at him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you want that too if you're the Titans. I mean, I'm not saying that you want like, you know, Carthon and Vrabel to drop into an arm wrestling match every time that there's a disagreement over a player, although I'd probably like to see that. But
Carthon's pretty big.
He's a pretty big dude, so maybe he can handle Vrabel there. We'll see. But I think to that point, this also signals to me that, you know, let's say they hired Ryan Cowden, right? Right or wrong, I think a lot of the perception from Titans fans would be, okay, so it's basically Vrabel in charge, right? Like that would have been the perception from a lot of Titans fans. And maybe the role that Cowden would have had and the role that Carthon will have are the exact same.
Probably.
I have no idea. I'm sure that they probably are. But now that you have gone and gotten somebody outside of the organization, especially from the organization that he's coming from, which, like what we've talked about, has done a whole lot of winning, like, I think if you're Vrabel, I think if you're the Titans, I think you should be very open to a lot of the ideas he may have. A lot of the say that he will probably want to have on the scouting part of this, the personnel part of it, of players you already have. Like, it, I don't know, just externally, it seems like more of a collaboration as the word that we like to use that's been thrown around over the past couple of weeks. Whereas, like I said, right or wrong, I'm just telling you, like the perception from a lot of Titans fans had they hired Ryan Cowden would be like, okay, well, Vrabel's the general manager.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I do. And I just think the stat or, you know, hiring from within, staying with the same thing, that would have not made people happy. A lot of people would have been unhappy about that. I would have, again, argued with them like this, you know, you don't know. Again, the overwhelming performance over going back to Robinson being hired has been good, in my opinion. A lot more bad lately, so I get it. But again, I also feel like there's probably a lot of people in the scouting group who are still going to be here with the Titans too, and it still like, starts with them, you know? Yeah. I mean, the thing about the whole, well, Cowden would have just been like, you know, just it would have been Vrabel's. Yeah, I mean, Cowden has been here working with him, you know? I mean, Cowden, like they've had years together. Now, Cowden obviously reporting to John Robinson, so when he got in arguments, it would be more with him and John Robinson. And I said this the other day, but I mean, you know, he was not like just a yes man for John Robinson.
Sure.
So anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, look, Cowden moving on. I thought he had a chance to get it. I never believed that it was like some done deal, like these interviews were fake, which some people in the text line keep bringing up here that others have said, you know. So, I mean, good for the Titans for having legitimate interviews and making this move. We'll see if it works out, but it totally makes sense to me. As soon as this started, I was like, who's there with the Niners? You know? I mean, tell me a better job of team building than the Niners have done in the last few years. I mean, the Rams loaded up with a big trade. Like, you know, they did a different way. But
yeah,
the Niners have done this the way, to me, you have to do it to sustain success, which is to find players and especially deep in drafts who – and they got a bunch of starters out of that.
Well, and think about the Niners, too. You know, part of what makes them good, obviously, I mean, they've got really good skill players. You've got Kittle. You've got Deebo Samuel. I mean, you've got McCaffrey that you traded for, all these different things. But what stands out to me when I watch the Niners is the defensive line led by Nick Bosa and the offensive line led by Trent Williams. I mean, it's really good. And that's how they've built their team, where they're very good on both lines of scrimmage. And obviously, we know what the Titans – when they're healthy, can be on the defensive side of the football on the defensive line. Offensive line is going to require a pretty big overhaul by whoever is going to be the next general manager, and that's now tasked with Carthon as he comes in here. Got a couple questions on the text line about him being a former player. Dan from Clarksville says, two former players are basically running the Titans in Vrabel and Carthon. How common is that? And Fred in Ashland City says, I wonder if being a former player was a selling point for contract negotiations with players. A couple of questions about that on the text line.
I mean, I think if you look around this league, coaching more, I'd say more coaching, but I mean, I think it's pretty strong majority that it's former players, right?
Yep.
I think what you do see a fair amount is, you know, sometimes it's like players who, you know, maybe didn't have like long careers or something, but, you know, got into either coaching or personnel, one yep. or the other. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty common. I mean, you have some examples on the personnel side where that's not the case, but I think it's more common than not. I mean, like John Lynch, where people of a certain age will remember what he was as a safety with the Bucs, for example.
Pretty darn good.
Except when Barry Sanders made him look bad. But that happened. It happened at times to other people, too.
It did. No question about it. 615-737-1025. More of your thoughts on the hiring of Rand Carthon as Titans general manager. 615-737-1025. We'll open up our phone line as well. More on that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Jeff in Franklin. Jeff, thanks for calling in.
Guys, thank you so much. Hey, at Vrabel's year-ending press conference, I think he referenced speed probably 2, 3, or 4 different times. And in watching these last weekend games with other teams besides the Titans, it seems so, so evident when you look at our team, whether it's the defensive backs, wide receivers, special teams, we seem very true to be lacking so much in that part, and just would love to get your all's opinions and how do you address that and try to change that in such a short time.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. I think it's a great point and a great observation, because Vrabel did talk about that at the end of the season press conference, and you know, when he said it, it kind of makes you raise your eyebrows a little bit and like, huh, well, no, he's right. I mean, I think that the Titans definitely need to get faster. I mean, there's no question about that, especially when you look on the offensive side of the ball. Like, they got to get faster. There's no question. What do you make of what Vrabel had to say there, and maybe what a priority that needs to be for Vrabel and Carthon as they move forward here?
Yeah, no question about it. And you could even make the case, you know, another fast cornerback, you know, another fast defensive back, more speed there would be good too. I mean, I think they have good speed. You know, for example, like David Long Jr. By the way, there's another thing for Rand Carthon. Mm-hmm. He has that re-sign. I would advise him to re-sign David Long Jr. There, you know, there's speed at, you know, undersized, but speed at, you know, inside linebacker. But yes, I think it's more on offense, right? I mean, it's interesting too, though, because I look at the Niners and I feel like in a way they kind of resemble what the Titans were trying to, like Deebo Samuel. He's fast, but also, it's very, to me, very similar to A.J. Brown, right? I mean, mm-hmm. He's fast, but he's also really powerful, tough to bring down, and he's also a combo receiver running back. But it's interesting, too, that they bring in McCaffrey, and I feel like that's changed the dynamic of their team.
Yep.
They have another fast guy that can move all over the place, catch passes. And I saw the I don't know if you saw the friend of the show, Dan Orlovsky, breakdown of the Niners offense against Seattle, but it's, you know, it's awesome stuff. Like, you know, McCaffrey's out there split wide, and then Debo's at running back, and then they swap them, and they just move all these pieces all over the field. And creativity, but also speed.
He was like the anti-Byron Leftwich. He was all over the Bucks the other day, too. Orlovsky was, for play calling. Man.
For play calling, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But speed for the Titans, without question. I mean, they've tried to find the – and I think, again, Burks, I think, has got to be a big part of the future here. I mean, he's on his rookie deal, his first-round pick, and he's got to be a big part of the future. But, you know, the guy who can just really stretch a field, and is good enough to play, and they've been trying to find that guy. Go back to Taywan Taylor and John Robinson in his – what was that, his second draft? Was that 18? It might have been his third draft, but regardless. I've been trying to find that guy. Khalif Raymond, doing okay with the Lions, by the way.
He was.
You know, Racy McMath is around, but it hasn't really materialized. So, and then speed at running back. How important is that?
It's a great question. I mean, we talked about it last week with, you know, if you're bringing Henry back, is Dontrell Hilliard your third down back? Are you not bringing Derrick Henry back? I mean, that's – you know, we can go hire a new general manager, maybe with a different philosophy on things. I'm interested to see how that plays out. And then ultimately, Joe, I mean, we're going to get a pretty good look early on of what philosophy do you decide to go with if you're Carthon in the draft coming up. Because, like I said, there's a couple of different ways you could go with your first-round pick at number 11 overall if you stay there. Number one, what direction are you heading as a team? But number two, you know, you're looking for an offensive lineman. You're looking for one of those dynamic receivers with speed that can change the game that way. You know, I mean, you're looking for all those things, but which way do you go when it comes to the draft? And when we talked about it with John Robinson at the end of his tenure, the draft in 20 and 21 may have ultimately been big factors that cost him his job, along with the A.J. Brown trade. You know, the draft is an important time of year for the GM, and that's the thing about being the GM and hired this time of year. It's right into work on the draft and free agency because that'll be here right around the corner before you know it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like what, you know, if you're him, you get in your office and it's like, I mean, as you list everything, like what goes first?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, obviously some of it is dictated by the calendar because, of course, for example, you know, free agency comes before the draft. You know, free agency in March, but obviously there's heavy, heavy college scouting ahead. Like I said earlier in the show, I mean, that's the one thing with him, as I've asked some people, kind of like, well, it's hard to know for sure.
Yep.
Just because he's mostly been on the pro personnel side, but he's been director of player personnel, which is both sides the last 2 years, so you know, so it's not like he hasn't been on that side. And what you have, I think, especially, I mean, this is a 41-year-old GM hire. This is a young GM hire. I think what you have usually is a GM has been on one side or the other. I mean, John Robinson was an area scout. He was a college scout his whole, tenure with the Patriots. And then eventually he gets put in charge of, like, both sides. You know, I mean, typically you're raised on one side or the other, right? So Rand Carthon, we got to figure that out.
I'm pretty sure it's Carthon.
Maurice Carthon. Yeah, okay, yes. I was wrong. I'm saying Carthon, but Rand Carthon. Rand Carthon. Maurice Carthon, by the way. Carthon, holy crap. we got to get this nailed down. But his dad was awesome, by the way, especially if you're a USFL fan, for anybody who remembers that. But he, you know, on the pro personnel side more. But that's also hugely important, of course. I mean, both sides are important. You have to be able to, you have to be able to evaluate the entire league in real time at all times, which the Titans, that's been a big part of the Titans' success in the last few years, by the way.
Yep, and no question about it. Like you said, you know, director of player personnel. I mean, they did find Elijah Mitchell in the sixth round of the 2021 draft. That's looking like it's going to be pretty darn good. I mean, if you know, it's John Lynch is the general manager in San Francisco, but when you start to look at the drafting that they've done, I mean, you know, Fred Warner on the defensive side of the ball, obviously Nick Bosa on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they've got studs left and right in San Francisco. So, man. No, go ahead.
No, sorry, yeah. And they made something like Reuben Foster was a mistake, and it hasn't been perfect.
It's not going to be.
It's never perfect. But, yeah, here's a list that I put together. Fifth round – or later. George Kittle, Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, DJ Reed. Now, DJ Reed's now with the Jets, but good find.
Yep.
Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Jeff Wilson Jr. So those guys are defensive starters. And then undrafted, Jeff Wilson Jr., Kendrick Bourne. That's, man, I mean, if you can, again, that's more, that's as close as you're going to get to distilling, you know, his hand in what they've done. Because, I mean, we don't know what the conversations are at the top of the draft and all that stuff. Obviously, yep. You think that they're all collaborating, but that, those late picks and finds are, that's where you, that's where everybody leans on, you know, the scouting staff and the lieutenants to the GM.
Well, and, you know, I know a lot of Titans fans are going to be like, well, what about the first round picks? Because we got to get better in that area. And, you know, last year when he was director of player personnel, it was Trey Lance, and we'll wait and see what happens on that front. This year, you got to remember they did not have a first round pick because of the trade to go get Trey Lance.
Right.
So,
and look, yeah, and that's the thing. It's crazy with them, too, because that might be a mistake, right?
Could be.
And yet, yeah, when with the last pick, you get a guy who might win the Super Bowl for you. Gee whiz. That's pretty good.
Not bad. 615-737-1025. We'll have more of your thoughts on Rand Carthon, the hiring made by the Titans to find their general manager. 615-737-1025. Open up our phone line as well, taking your thoughts throughout the show. More on that next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.